Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nineteen straight completions now for Drew Brees that ties his career high in a game. But I think he's searching for another mighty mark. Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 540 in the 504.
Quit it now!
I just made what I thought was an interesting suggestion to Jim, and he looked at me like I was an idiot and a feeble-minded jerk.
That's what he always does.
I know, right?
Yep. Better than everybody.
All these, said, you know, we're talking like all this stuff that, you know, we got to do today. It's Zolak and Bertrand. It's Hardy filling in for Beetle. We're at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
Zol looks like $1 million.
How you doing?
Because he's got his chin wag with the coach today.
What is this?
Oh, that's my
badge. That is, you have a swipe badge to get in here?
Yeah.
30 years I've been working. I can't get one.
Yeah, but
Mr. Patriot.
Do you work here or do you work here?
I work here.
Do you?
I put in work. Been here yesterday. Been here today. Got all the shows done.
But who are you working for?
Working for, Kraft Productions.
Oh, well, you should
good
then.
Point. Yeah.
Do you ever have a problem getting in here, parking here, walking anywhere you want?
No.
Okay. I would if I didn't have this.
Yeah. Okay.
No, who am I?
I can't swipe in the door, though. I have to go through Command Central.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, you should look into that.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
Anyway, so Jim is already not
being Jim.
Yeah, Jim Louth not happy.
It'll be one of those days, boy, huh?
I don't know. I thought we were getting along fine, and then I made his technical suggestion, and he's just...
Well, it's good having you down here today. I know Beatles out today.
Beatles out today, so we are going to start talking about Drew Brees right away because this was huge. And
I'll watch that all last
maybe time. This will bring Jim back around on our side because he is Milestone Louth. He loves milestones, and it was a big milestone last night.
That's a good point.
541 passing touchdowns now for Peyton Manning, the most passing touchdowns in NFL history. He surpassed Peyton Manning. The previous mark was 539. Drew Brees now at 541. There was a ceremony. There was a laminated certificate of authenticity.
No, it wasn't.
There was a big thing.
What was the thing he did when he had the one piece of paper during a game? They stopped it and gave him a piece of paper.
It was kind of like Wilt Chamberlain holding.
That was
up
his
the
last milestone.
The 100.
That was passing yards.
Okay. So I've tried to tell you guys, like, we do things differently down here. Like, we put a lot of thought into stuff from the production side. You know, we really jazz things up. I would think that we would have a matted, you know, framed thing with an easel that you would be able to present to him when Tom would break a major milestone like that. They just gave him a piece of paper. He kind of folded up, tucked it in his little pocket protector, maybe in his little play sheet there on his hand. But when you look at the protection from last night, I want to stress something from last night. You're going to see all the Brees highlights today. I want you people to watch the pocket. They freaking protect the pocket for
him.
He has got all day to throw.
So we just saw one.
Yeah.
On, I guess what was the record breaker?
He had four
but
last
was it,
night.
Was it like that all night? Because I didn't watch the entire
a lot game. Of the night. I watched a lot of it. And that's the biggest thing I take away from it is not the four touchdowns and him breaking a record. It's the fact that at the age of 40, he's able to sit there in that complete pocket with that wide spread, and he's got that wide delivery, and it lowers his base because you better have a clean pocket because he's not a big over the top guy. He completed 29 of 30 passes last night. 29. That's what I'm impressed with. 29. I think last 22 straight. If he completes his first four against Tennessee this Sunday, he's going to break another record. Longest string of straight completions. Like, to do that at that age, and I think this is a good thing for the older quarterbacks, that you can go out there and function at that high level if things are right around you. I think that's part of it. He's got the best receiver in the game, Michael Thomas. There's no doubt about that. Don't give me anything about Julio Jones. None of that crap, okay? AB, when maybe his head was on him, right? Maybe you could argue it. This is Michael Thomas, best receiver in the game. That helps. He's got a good backs. He's got good tight ends. They got a good offense. They do. And I'm saying this, too, because you're trying to draw that Patriot comparison, because Mr. Brady sent a tweet out last night to him. And, hey, Drew, congratulations. Anytime you pass Peyton on anything, it's a hell of a milestone or accomplishment. It's going to be fun trying to catch you, though. Ha-ha.
Wink emoji.
Emoji. Mr. Emoji guy after that, which is good. So, I mean, Brady's aware of milestones and records, and I think, you know, he appreciates it when guys get to that point. He knows what's what at this point.
Okay, so the record itself is impressive. And like you said, it's impressive that Breeze is doing it at this age and not doing it, at least in last night's game, in a fluky way. I mean, the number of completions he had last night and the way he looks. I mean, how does he look throwing the ball?
It looks great.
He looks great. Still.
He's not hurt.
So everything is about it is legit. What I begin to question, and Peyton Manning was phenomenal during his time, and, you know, not to take anything away from these guys, but when you look at other records in sports,
yeah,
the home run record was, you know, the one that did stand the test of time for many, many years because essentially it didn't change. Mm-hmm. What was happening? You were throwing the ball. You know, guys were throwing the ball from the same distance. The rules didn't change. The size of the parks didn't change all that much. You have different, you know, porches and different parks, and I get all that. But just everything about it, there was a baseline difficulty level of hitting a home run that remained unchanged for decades.
Right?
That, I mean, you could make a case that the pitchers, you know, were treated differently, of course, in the early years. But, you know, you could look at it and say, well, this guy, you know, Hank Aaron was, in fact, a better home run hitter than Babe Ruth. And you could look back 30, 40 years and say it's pretty much the same. Is it pretty much the same for quarterbacks now as it was 30 years ago? Is it pretty much the same for quarterbacks now as it was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it the same?
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
So
there's parts of it that are the same. There's parts that aren't. I mean, there's a lot of parts that aren't. You know, your help nowadays with the way the game is called and the way the game is officiated. I think it's a big offensive league. You know, obviously fantasy football affects that. You know, defenders aren't allowed to do anything nowadays.
Right.
Really. You can't grab, you can't tug, you can't hit guys anymore. I think people go over the middle a little bit easier now instead of looking, move, got my head on a swivel. You know, unless Vontaze Perfect's there, he'll still hit you. But other than that, man, I think it enhances the passing yards. It should. Look at a guy like Dak Prescott. Is he really that good to lead the league the entire year for yards per game? No, I really don't think so. But he is.
So what records in football... Because, and I don't want to shut the conversation down before we even have it by saying most touchdown passes in NFL history, I really don't care. But the fact of the matter is, though, I really don't care.
Wins,
I don't care all that much. I don't think it's...
Yards. Yards is a big one.
Of course, Drew Brees is one of the greatest to ever play the game, and it's a phenomenal record, and he passed another all-time great in Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. and he's got maybe the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, nipping at his heels, who might end up owning the record for some length of time. But in terms of sports records, is it even the best one in football? Most career touchdown passes...
It's a paper.
Yeah, that's my newspaper.
I haven't seen one of these in years.
All right.
It's really? Definitely not most completions consecutively, though. Because you know who he's going to break the record of? If he does this? Three guys.
Okay, from what eras?
Current era. All from the current era.
Oh, God.
Consecutive completions. 25 passes completed in a row.
Okay. Rodgers?
Three current era quarterbacks have the record.
Rodgers? Foles.
Nick Foles, yep, he's the latest.
How about that?
Good job.
Pulled that one right
did
out
you
of
see
my
that?
Hoo-hoo. I remember him
based
having...
on Jim's tone. You gotta go to the
yeah,
next level.
Yeah, you kind of have to go to you know like your next back. Level down. Okay, so Nick.
What Foles, about Rodgers?
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Philip Rivers.
Yep.
2 for 2. I would love to say Matthew Stafford, but that's not it. Foles, Rodgers. I don't know.
Ryan Tannehill.
I would have never come up with that.
That's the record. That's the record that you were impressed by.
Well,
it is impressive, but is it an all? It's not even an all-time great football record, much less a sports record. You know, what are the milestones in sports that still mean something to you, that still have some kind of impact when you think about, wow, well, that guy is the man. It used to be the home run record that was far and away the, you know, the one that everybody knew and the one that you could hang your hat on and say that guy was the best at hitting balls out of the park all time. No question about it. That's been soiled.
I remember when Sax was a big one. Yeah, you know, when Strahan was at the end of his career, and he got the sack record. Mark Gassineau sacked, you know, the New York Sack Exchange.
But they screwed that up. I started counting half sacks.
Sure, I know. They
so
ruined
that's
it.
All messed up now.
INTs are a big one. Like, that's a big one. Yeah, most INTs.
Season rushing yards for a running back?
Not anymore.
No.
2,000 maybe.
INTs right? Don't mean that much because if you're that good, they're...
What is it, Jim? 2,000 yards for pros for running? That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a good milestone. Yeah. I think if a quarterback ever got 6,000 yards, it'd be good, but nobody's ever done it.
It's a milestone, but it's, yeah, it's...
I think there's one record that matters right now in sports, and it's six.
Super Bowl.
Brady, Jordan.
Super Bowls. Championships.
That's a great one.
Championships.
That's a very, very good one. So maybe that's what it's come down to. I mean, congratulations, Drew Brees. I don't know how long he's going to hold the record for. You know, there was quite the display last night, and as Jim pointed out, him running up and down the field and pointing at the crowd. Could you imagine that happening if Tom Brady had set that record in Foxborough? That's onto the next play.
Yeah,
set up for the extra point. Let's get on with it.
The best part is he got to do it twice because one got called back for the penalty.
Right. Oh my God.
All right, so we'll open that up a little bit. If you think there's something we're missing here in terms of good records, I don't think this is a particularly good one. He's really good.
Well,
it's notable certainly for
when and the Patriots play on Saturday before right. The Saints play, so Brady could pass him and do the same celebration on Saturday.
He would need four touchdowns because he's at 538. I think it's on the table because
let's do the celebration Saturday.
You got the oldest quarterback right now. You got the oldest quarterback in the game right now. And people are thinking he's not functioning at a high level, and this guy's almost as old at 40, functioning extremely high level. Why can't he throw like that? Oh, Brady's breaking down. Brady sucks. Watch that guy play last night. Watch the protection. You could throw. You could throw out there that type of protection.
I can. No, I...
A little bit.
The Duke? Do I have to throw the Duke?
Yeah, you got to spin that
one. That's a problem.
And you can't break the ball in. It's that orange one that comes right out of the wrapper. Nice and slippery.
Can't throw the Duke.
Yeah.
All right. 617-779-0985. And we'll be talking with Billy Jaffe later on. But for the most part, we're talking football here. We'll get to the Josh Gordon situation, too, here on Zolak and Bertrand.
First, our introduction. Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Three receivers set. Wilson on second down. Steps up and fires downfield looking for Josh Gordon, who extends and makes a spectacular catch at the Carolina 24-yard line.
And Josh Gordon's time here in Seattle, he's only had six catches. But how about this one? This looked like it was going to fall over his head, and watch the extension, the dive, securing it to the ground. What a catch. What a throw by Russell Wilson. And I know Pete Carroll has wanted to see this guy get more involved in this offense. He does it in spectacular fashion there.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Zoe at Gillette Stadium here today as we take your calls at 617-779-0985. Drew Brees, the NFL's all-time touchdown pass record holder for the moment up until Saturday. I don't know. Maybe the Patriots will, just start calling a bunch of plays for Tom Brady throw passes into the end zone.
Kill Harry.
Yeah,
who's going to play this week? Yeah,
I mean,
it's possible.
They're letting Drew air it out last night a little bit. Let's get that record. let's do it.
Harry's going to have to get off the jam. He's going to have Tre'Davious White on him. So you're going to get White, probably Tre'Davious White, their first-round pick on him. He's like 5'10". Harry at 6'3", that's an advantage us.
Will the record be
strong guy?
Will the record be soiled at all, sullied in any way? If
I don't think Brady will break it.
But if he does, and it's a touchdown pass, I don't know, the Matt Lacoste. I mean, does that take away from it at all?
Yes. Because I would be reacting to the touchdown, like, and it's a dagger to Matt Lacoste. Who got you hit four times last week.
That's okay. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
But
didn't Drew Brees throw it to someone number seven?
Pardon me?
Didn't he throw it to Taysom Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. The third string quarterback.
Yeah, but it's a guy people know because Peyton's been trying to use him on like two-point tries and fourth down runs, and it's like this freak show, Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think the record is something that... It's not anything that I get all bunged up about. And there are very few. There are very few.
These old guys with panties get their old panties in a bunch over. Like, Peyton's got to be cutting tomatoes, and they cut the video for him. Like, it's all pre-done.
Well, let's see what you think about these records here. We'll go to Jim and Everett. Jim, you're on with Zoe and Hardy. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, this one's for Zoe. What do you think about Peyton Manning and Brees playing more than half their games indoors? Does that, like, contribute to the record?
Sure.
Where Brady
helps
played
kickers,
maybe
right? I mean, 10, if we were talking 10 about
games
kickers in this
indoors.
Respect. Look at Vinatieri, how long he's extended his career. Sure. Playing indoors helps, absolutely. This is why Chris Gasper came up with the theory that maybe the Vikings could be a possibility for Tom, because next year you play 12 games indoors. It preserves your body.
Right. But again, there's so
helps
many
your accuracy.
There's so yeah. many things that change throughout the course of the league, and indoor games versus outdoor games, and rules protecting the quarterback versus back in the day where the forward pass was an innovation. I mean,
I never liked playing indoors. I couldn't stand playing indoors.
Why?
I love playing outside. I think the game's meant to be played outside. I don't know. I always played it outside.
Well, you
played
just,
outside.
You
played
first
outside.
Best moment in the NFL was indoors.
That's a good point. I take that back.
You love wide dome. Open spaces. You're like Rupert. Do you love to run and run?
Just run free. You know, just the fake grass always bugged me. I hated AstroTurf. I really did.
Mark in Medford. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up, Joe?
What's up?
Yeah, I think it was kind of stupid on New Orleans' part to celebrate that last night, seeing that Brady and Brees are neck and neck for this stupid title, if you want to call it that. I mean, what's going to happen? Brady could possibly beat him Saturday, and then Drew Brees could beat him in the following game, and then Brady could pass him again, and Brees could pass him again. How many times are they going to celebrate it? They should have just waited until at the end of the
maybe
season.
And maybe Brady recognized the stupidity of it, and that's why he got in on it on social media. Like, hey, it's going to be fun trying to chase here.
I agree with you guys. I think if Brady does pass him, it's going to be on to the extra point. No one's going to give a crap.
Yeah,
and that's why you're you.
And Mark, this is the thing. This is where it differs from the home run chase, which we are all watching, because that was going to be a single season record. So every time, you know, it was, you know, McGuire or Sosa and these guys were jacking them, that meant something, okay? Because there was a finish line. There's no finish line on this one until we know how long these guys are actually playing.
There was something to be about being first, though, and the Saints definitely got there because they breezed through 9 touchdowns in the last 2 games as Brady was approaching the record. It's not a coincidence to me. Peyton and Brees did that. Alvin Kamara has 2 touchdowns this year.
Peyton's dead.
He had 18 last year, didn't he?
To me, this is the equivalent of like sports writers arguing as to who was first with a story. It means something to Brees. It means something to the Saints. It meant something in the moment last night.
You know what? When's the last time Saints won? When's the last time Saints won? Many years ago, right? What, 10, 11 years ago? This is big for them. We're trained differently here. We're trained to win championships. Individual awards. We vote, right? The head coach would see stress here. It's not about individual awards. It's about team awards. It's about winning. That's why we look at it differently here.
And
Brady would break this Saturday. You know who would mention it and talk about it? Bob. Bob would have it right there in his notes ready to go.
Sure, yeah.
I would have to lay out. Bob would talk about it. I'd say, oh, that's nice. Let's go. Let's get on the next series. And that's it. It would go.
But Brady wouldn't take his helmet off and go from like the 20 to the other 10-yard line.
Wave to Giselle.
Pointing his hands up and doing
wave,
this.
Wave to Giselle.
And then run back to the 50 and give Belichick
over?
A big bear hug like he did with Peyton.
And to hear Bill Belichick talk after the game.
You don't like Brees. I could tell.
I don't like that celebrating over the records like that in the middle of a game. In the middle
it's
of a game.
It's kind of weird.
You know what? Show it on the flash it on the scoreboard and have him
it's
make
weird.
Have the Brady chant or have the Brees chant come in the stands and have him be forced to like wave or something. something after, I couldn't believe how easy it was last night. He did it before.
Yeah.
He didn't wait till the crowd reacted. Right. He reacted first.
God. And to hear Belichick talk about it the way he did after the win against the Bengals, it may not be coming anytime soon for Brady because... Yeah, I'm sure Belichick likes to win in any way, right. But he likes certain wins more than others, and he seemed to really like the way that team won that game. We'll listen to it here in a few more minutes. Just go back and listen to what Belichick said after that game. I want to get to some more of these calls first. Andrew in Redding, what do you think about just the record in general and other sports records?
Well, I would say, you know, obviously the championships ones is up there with the most impressive. But if you guys want to see a record that'll never be broken, is I think it's most impressive. Look at Wayne Gretzky's points. If you take his assists, they would be number one, not even including his goals. So I think that record will stand forever. I'll let you guys chat about it.
That's interesting. Yeah. People forget about the, you get factored in because of the assists. And you sit there and you just look at goals when it's a pure goal score as far as a point total guy.
Right. Ovechkin is on his way to surpassing him in goals. But if you're just talking about total points, yeah. Is it a number that people know? Even hockey fans? Do hockey fans know what Wayne Gretzky's career point number is? I don't. You have any idea?
No.
It's not.
Do you know how many home runs Barry Bonds has for his total career?
No.
Do you know how many Hank Aaron had?
745.
Babe Ruth was 714, right?
Yeah.
How many Lou Gehrig played in 2,130 consecutive games? Do we know what Cal Ripken ended at?
No, you don't.
That stuff doesn't matter.
Your point brings up, too, that champion. People know Jordan won 6, Brady won 6. People know that.
There are very few that mean something. How many major championships does Jack Nicklaus have?
No one cares.
19?
18.
19, yeah, right? 18. Yep.
Tiger, is he there yet?
No.
He's a few short.
Yeah, that's why. But
these, we know
but
these
why
things.
Do we watch Tiger?
They don't
because
change.
Because of that. Because
these,
of
things, don't change. It's the things that don't change. You know, for a while, when we were still paying attention to, I guess, like, you know, maybe some Olympic sports and track and field, you knew that, you know, there were a handful of guys, Ben Johnson, Carl Lewis, you know, that were the fastest men on the world. I would guess right now it's Usain Bolt, but those are numbers that mean something. It's like, no, that doesn't change. Who's the fastest guy running from this point to that point over the course of 100 meters, right? If the rules change in football, then the records don't mean as much. They just don't.
Dan Marino, 5,000 yards, 48 touchdowns the second year, right? That lasted forever. And then all of a sudden, it's been broken the yardage has been broken a bunch of times.
Yes.
And the touchdowns broken by Manning twice, Brady and Mahomes. So all within the last few years.
Let's go to Brian, who's in the car. Brian, what do you have for
What's
us?
What's up?
Hey, guys. This is the best show ever. The last 10 years with you guys have been great. But
thank you.
Everyone forgets the word. They're using season with career. They forget the word post. Where championships happen. And how many has Drew Brees been to compared to Brady? So Brady already owns all of the touchdowns in the postseason on top of his career.
But that's what separates Edelman from these other receivers, because we look at Julian's postseason, and it's comparable to that of a guy like Jerry Rice when you talk about Hall of Fame-type consideration. Now, he's not done yet, but you factor in all of Tom's numbers, Brees isn't even close to it yet.
Not even close. So once again, the goal.
Hey, you
want to
celebrate regular season award?
Shit, Brian. Let's grab one more here before Tim McCone favors us with. Some,
we got McCone in
headlines. We got McCone.
What's
back
up, weirdo?
Chester today.
Nice.
David in Southie. What do you got for us, David?
Hey guys, hi Zo.
What's up?
So I wanted to talk about the top four TV passers. So you had Peyton Manning, who played in the Dome most of his career. You have Drew Brees, who played in the Dome most of his career. I know he was at the San Diego. What was his touchdown rate in San Diego? And then you got Brady, who played in open stadium in, I think, 5:15 for Brett Favre in Green Bay. So okay. There's the top two guys, Manning and Brees, were in domes.
Yeah.
It's a little easy to throw in a dome with no climbing involved.
It just goes back to what we were saying, and thanks for the call, David. It goes back to what we were saying, that there's too much play in from team to team, from era to era, rules to rules, to have this milestone be as meaningful as other ones. And football's a tough one. I still think you I think you nailed it. The number that means something is six. It's the number of championships. You're talking about Michael Jordan, talking about Tom Brady, you're talking about a very select group of players, coaches, if you want to get them involved. How many wins? You know? Who's that? Was it when you start getting more specific on stuff like this? I'm not poking holes in it, and I'm not saying it's not impressive. I'm just saying it doesn't mean all that much to me. There's a chance that Brady's going to break it on Saturday, and Breeze will get it back on Sunday, and we're going to go back and forth, and there's no end in sight because we don't know how long these guys are going to play. I do want to hear what Bill Belichick, I want to listen to that again, Zoe, what he said after the win against the Bengals on Sunday.
Because, interesting.
This could speak to maybe Brady won't be surpassing that record on Saturday based on the way Bill was talking after that Bengals game.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
We'll listen to that after Tim McCone in the Hub headline.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, fellas, that was getting back really good Patriot football there. Plus five turnovers. All right. Taking good care of the ball. Four picks and a fumble recovery. 175 yards on the ground. All right. Making progress. Making progress. That'd be a winning formula. Don't turn the ball over. Run the ball. Play good to kick and game. Play good defense. All right. That'll win for us. Okay. We qualify for the playoffs today. It's the 11th straight year. So we'll be playing football. All right. Short week. Got a lot to get. You know, got to turn this around quick now. Let's get some rest. Come in here Tuesday ready to go. All right. Big game here. Let's keep grinding it out here. All right. Be ready to go against these Bills. All right, congratulations, Ben. That was a good job. It was a good week. All right, a good job here today. Okay?
You heard Bill Belichick there in the locker room after the win against the Bengals in Cincinnati. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. What did he mention there in what won them the game?
He made them turn the football over.
Turnovers. Five of them.
Play good in the kicking game.
Good kicking game.
Play good defense.
Good defense.
Ran the ball for 175 yards. 175. Run the ball effectively.
Yep.
Protect the ball. We don't turn it over.
Protect the football.
And that's a recipe for winning.
That's a winning recipe right there. I didn't hear anything about...
passing games?
The passing game.
How'd the pass protection in the passing game look this weekend? Not too good, right?
Oh, so maybe Tom Brady, you know, if Bill had his druthers, maybe Brady won't be surpassing Drew Brees Saturday afternoon here at Gillette Stadium against these Bills.
But Bill's right. I mean, that's what won the game. You know, that's what won the game.
He's not wrong.
I thought they got off to a really good start on offense, though. Let's not take away that first drive. That first drive went right down the field. Problem was they gave one right back. And then they were down. They needed a scratch and claw to get back in that thing.
He wasn't just talking about the game, though. The quote is, that'll be a winning formula. Don't turn the ball over.
Right.
Run the ball. Play good in the kicking game. Play good defense. That'll win for us.
Right.
It wasn't that's what won for us today. He said that, and then he said that after he said that.
You're going to do that every week.
This is what won for us today, and then he said, that'll be a winning formula, and then he reiterated it.
Yes. That'll be a winning formula. Don't turn the ball over. Run the ball. Play good in the kicking game. Play good defense. All right. That'll win for us.
Sure. Bad news for Tom Brady if he's expecting, and I don't know that he is. So you have a
it's not
a
about
better,
no,
you
no,
have
no.
a better understanding of him and what motivates him. I think than
this
most.
Time here now the win the ability to win to get a bye and have the opportunity to play in a championship game. That's what motivates him now. It's not about records.
But he's been playing. I mean, by virtue of the fact that he's been playing the game for 20 years, and yeah, he is a student of the game. He understands a lot that happened before him and what's going on around the league. It's got to matter to him on some level.
Didn't he get handed a game ball this year, Jim, in one of these post-game things where he broke some record and he was second or something all time? And Bill thought it was a good milestone, gave him the game ball for it. Brady even joked then and goes, we don't usually celebrate a lot of twos around here. We celebrate ones. So it's about wins. It's about wins this time of year. You know, hey, it's getting to the point now where he sees it at the end of the season. Now it's about, I think, preservation for him. Get that arm feeling right. He made some good throws in that game. Let's not take away. I think some of the best stuff from that game again is the are the throws to N'Keal Harry. I thought his best throw was the one that got called back.
Yeah.
That ridiculous effing PI, offensive pass interference, it was called, where you're seeing stuff now that N'Keal Harry can do, where you're a bigger physical, and that's why I think it's a good matchup this week. You got Tre'Davious White, it's 5'10". I got my 6'3 guy out there. Look at that. Go look at that video. You're going to see N'Keal Harry in the back of that postgame video with his shirt off. Freaking dude is jacked. He is a V. Like, holy crap. He looks like a linebacker. Put that ball up. Let him go climb and get it like he did and made one hell of a catch.
Sure.
That's a go route. When's the last time they threw the ball down the field?
Huh.
Like, that guy is showing you things he can do. He can work the end line. He can work an end zone. You can hand it to him on an end around. Cordarrelle Patterson type stuff. And let's not forget, we could throw it up to him too, guys. It's not all back shoulder
stuff. Let him climb up there and get it.
Let him climb and go get it. That'll get the quarterback going. That'll get him excited. Quarterback will go back to him now. And what was that? That was a 3rd and 3, wasn't it? I think that was a 3rd and 3 where he took a shot down the field. Shows you he has faith in him. That's good.
Nice to have
those
there.
Are things that are good coming together this late in the year.
But based on the way this team is playing right now.
But that's a good recipe to win, though. That's how
not,
you win.
That's just a little spice. That's a little secret ingredient thrown in there. That's not part of the base recipe
that's
for
cumin.
This team going forward.
You don't use cumin a lot of the time. You know what I mean?
Sparingly,
cumin's one of those. It's one of those things, but man, if you use it correctly, or maybe like a poultry seasoning.
Or like a dash of cinnamon. Like, oh, that'll give it a little.
You know what the most underrated thing, too? Whether you do a chili or whether you do a stew or soup. Mm. Bouillon cubes, whether beef or chicken. Have those in a cup up in your thing. Mm. One couple of those, just from a salt intake and a taste flavor intake.
Like a,
not every recipe. Selective.
You know what I like? A drop or two of liquid smoke. It's good stuff, right?
That's damn good.
All right.
That's cooking barbecue without having to go outside and cook it.
Mm-mm. John and Quincy, what do you got for us, John?
Hi, guys. I was just talking about the overall record that Brady has.
Yeah.
600 touchdowns, including playoffs. And we don't celebrate 16-0 in 07 either. You know,
well, we did. They had a banner up.
Altogether.
They sure did.
Yeah, they put a banner up.
Shortly, right. But now it's all about Super Bowl banners and, you know, over 600 touchdowns. Nobody even talks about it.
Yeah, well, it took a couple of years. It took a couple of years and a couple of, you know, Super Bowl wins after that to, you know, completely part company and stop thinking about that 16-0 season. Again, impressive. And that's something that's never been done. But
right.
Does anybody talk about it? Just, I don't know if anyone's going to be talking about this Drew Brees thing. Right now, yes. Give him credit. I'm happy they had a little on-field celebration. He's got his laminated certificate. Dan in Boston. What do you have for us, Dan?
The Dan man.
Hey.
Hey.
So I just find it a little preposterous that not you guys, but it just seems like there's a lot of people who are taking this game for granted, and they think that Buffalo is just a speed bump to the playoffs. The consequences for losing this game are massive. And if you look at the Bills' road record, I think they only have one loss in the season, if I'm not mistaken. So that's just my one point. I also have a suggestion, if I can make one real quick. Going into 2020... You know, you guys have had that Rage Against the Machine song as your theme song for a long time now. What do you think about putting on some Alice in Chains instead? That's
you
all I got.
You can reprogram the station for us?
Well, listen.
Well, I mean, we are changing some format stuff.
Damn, we could get into a whole discussion, but that's our song. Now, you might think it's a bit overdone.
What about a pocket full of shells?
It's not like it's not like we played at the top of every hour, every
rip your
show.
Face off.
It's not glorified G. You get it once a day.
Hey.
You can't
you're lucky you get that once a day because we kill music here at the station. We kill some really good rock music. Like there's some like get ready for it. And Tom's pressing Christmas music today, thank God.
Mm.
But get ready for some cheesy rock coming back at some point where sometimes you just want to, like, go grab your head and smack it into a wall. Like, let's party. Rock and roll,
is man. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. Let's go to a concert, man.
Let's go to a rock concert. This is Billy Jaffe's favorite song, so it's fitting that he'll be joining us next. The Kings are in town. They stink. Stinkerati. But,
way to sell the segment.
Well, let me tell you something.
Looking forward to this.
No, we got to don't talk about it in terms of the Kings. Talk about it in terms of the Bruins, who had a
Let's get right.
They had a bad skid. They lost five in a row, though, but they got themselves right, did they? They got to keep getting right. We'll talk to Jaffe about it next.
Boston. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They're going to drop the puck in the far circle. And the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins will close out a four-game road trip with a 4-2 victory over the Florida Panthers. Their first victory on the trip, and it snaps a five-game losing skid overall. The Bruins will head back to Boston with a 9-point lead in the Atlantic Division.
What is this song?
It's junk garbage.
T-Bone, what is this?
I'm just going to do Christmas music.
It's Pearl Jam.
Remember when you did the Chicago Cubs thing? Just don't do it. Just keep it.
Yeah, they're
I don't like the Springsteen Santa Claus one, too. It's getting cold outside.
I can't lie.
It's getting close to Boston.
I don't mind that one. That sounds like Christmas. It doesn't sound like Christmas, but it does sound like Billy Jaffe's about to join us. He loves us. He loves him some Pearl Jam. Billy Jaffe
here. That sucks.
Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Billy. Oh, I got to pull him up. Hold on. You know something, Zoe? Why don't you come over here and press buttons?
I did that. Was that Jim 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. This is him. I think.
Come on, Hardy.
Hey. All right.
Hey, Bill.
Talking to myself. I do that enough. Jeez,
your name isn't even written down here. I don't even know.
How bad is that song, Bill?
Totally guessed.
You know, do you think that those guys, you were talking about Springsteen, that obviously was Eddie Vedder. And, you know, do you think that those guys really enjoy doing those songs? Or do they just say, I'm doing them because somebody asked me to do them and I'm doing them a favor?
You know what? It's a good question because I think it depends on the individual as to how do they feel about the holiday. If you're like a Christmas guy, like I'm a Christmas guy, you're a Hanukkah guy.
I like Christmas too. My point is, do I want to sing Christmas carols? Does Eddie Vedder really want to sing a Christmas song? I don't know.
Probably doesn't have three little ones running around at home. You know what I mean? If you do, you might want to do it.
Yeah,
depends
maybe.
On the guy, but it depends on the song, too. I mean, if you get like a cool Christmas song you get to sing, then that you're probably going to like. But did he
drummer boy? Hell yeah.
Yeah, did he like singing that? I doubt it. All right.
Mm.
Billy, I mentioned before you came on, and Zoe accused me of sabotaging the segment before it began, but I said the Kings, you know, for as many things as they do well, like they block a lot of shots, they take a lot of shots. They're like dead last in the division. Well, they are.
I know you already. I heard it. You said that this was a useless segment. I heard it. Thanks a lot.
I didn't say that. Zoe said it
the way he was saying, Bill.
And I'll set it up before we start talking about the Kings. But the fact is, for a team that went through a 5-game losing streak and then got right over the weekend on that last game of the road trip, they dropped this one tonight. Now we can start talking about some issues with this team because this Kings team is a team that Bruins should absolutely smoke out of the building tonight.
Okay, with that said, though, Boston had a hard time with Ottawa, who I give them credit. They're playing better than a lot of people expected, but they're still near the bottom of the Atlantic, and the Bruins lost to them about 10 days ago now. Maybe it was 8 days ago. Bruins lost to Detroit earlier this year. Bruins have had a hard time at times with some of these teams. The Kings are playing better. Your premise isn't wrong, Hardy, that they have not had a good year. That's an understatement. They've got some issues there. They're trying to rebuild on the fly. It's obviously not working as much. But this team lately, this LA team, you know, they've won some games. They're 4-5-1 in their last 10. They've beaten teams like, over the course of the season, the Islanders and Vegas and Calgary and Minnesota. So, but you can't have that attitude of, oh, they got to take them easy. They played Pittsburgh the other night to a very exciting game. They lost in a shootout. But look, the Bruins need to build off of what they did in Florida. They absolutely need to, and that start was tremendous. The finish got a little bit hairy. Halak just missed one, but I didn't feel like they were going to, you know, blow that one up. But they were really good in that game, and they need to build off it.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Billy, do you think the Bruins at all were interested in Taylor Hall? I mean, Arizona gets him, but there was a report that like five or six teams were interested.
I think they may have inquired. I don't think they were anywhere interested in the price that was going to be asked for it. No way. Meaning, Could some type of investigative call or text or email been made? Sure. But to say that they're really interested when it came down to it, I kept hearing it was Arizona or Colorado. That's what I kept being told, that those were the teams that were had the most ability, but from a cap perspective and from a return perspective, though, to make the deal happen. And they gave up a lot. I mean, they didn't give up everything, but they gave up an awful lot. And I'm not convinced that Taylor Hall is A, going to stay, and B, put them over the top. He'll help if his give a heck meter's up, and a few years ago it really was. And he needs to stay healthy. That's the other thing too.
All right. So you mentioned they got to continue what they did in Florida. There were a couple of games there, and they're playing good teams. They're playing the Capitals. They're playing the Lightning, and you saw good elements from the Bruins in those games. This is the one thing I wanted to ask you about, though, with regard to the Capitals. After that game, I came in the next day and I said, crazy as this sounds, I would love to see a playoff series between the Bruins and the Capitals based on the entertainment value of that game.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought they played them tight, and the 4-2 score wasn't indicative of how close that game was. Am I crazy for wanting to see the Capitals and Bruins play in a best of seven?
No, I mean, it could be brutal. The one thing that could jump out you as a Bruin fan, supporter, and analyst is that the physical size of the Washington Capitals is bigger than the Bruins overall. And the Bruins, I think, would have had to add a little bit of beef that can play, not beef that sits, beef that can play to handle perhaps some of that repetitive physical contact from the Ovechkins, the Wilsons, the Oshies. I mean, some of the defensemen. There's a lot of that physical element that the Bruins would take from the Caps. Now, the Bruins played them very well. Let's not forget, a couple of weeks ago, it might be a month ago too, Hardy, the Bruins played the Caps, and you know they were missing at the time some players, significant players, and the Bruins end up losing. If you remember, in a shootout, after the Bruins burped the puck up in their own zone, under a minute left, and T.J. Oshie scored the goal. This was the game at TD Garden that was a great game, and the Bruins, on a Saturday night, the Bruins played them toe-to-toe. Halak was awesome. They lost in a shootout. They were pissed off about that. They lost in a shootout because they had some chances Halak had such a gem of a game that you would have liked to have seen them win that game. But let's not forget that either, too. Yes, Washington is good, but I do think the Bruins are feeling much more confident against them and playing them at a higher level.
All right, Billy. Well, we'll be watching tonight.
Yeah.
I've seen what you have to say about the game as well.
What kind of suit you wearing tonight?
Yeah, what do you want?
What do you got? What do you got picked out?
Who are you wearing tonight?
That's from the closet of. It's a good question. I don't know. I might go with a little bit. It's supposed to get starting to get a little real cold, I'm told. Is it tonight?
I start sweating about like a day before, like thinking about, like, oh, is the right dress shirt there? Do I have the right tie?
Okay. Oh, no, yeah, I don't worry about that. I think I might go a little bit thicker material tonight.
Nice.
I might go.
Tweed. Okay. Tweed. They call
I like
that
it.
Tweed.
Well, we'll be looking. We'll be watching. Thanks,
buddy. All right,
buddy.
Bill. See you, buddy.
Guys, if I don't talk to you next week for some reason, I'm not sure if you're on.
I hope we do.
All right. Well, if we don't, happy, healthy, merry, everything to everybody out there. Appreciate you guys having me on every week.
Same here, Billy.
Love you,
buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
There he goes. Billy Jaffe there from Nesson, and we'll be watching him tonight. What?
Good guy. He's a good guy.
Who, Billy?
Billy.
I love Billy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Who doesn't like Billy?
I don't know.
He smells good, too. Always clean.
Yeah. All right, I'm back. 90 seconds here. Tim McCone will get us updated.
Oh, exciting.
Got a couple of calls. And then...
Hey, McCone, try and jazz up this next
one. What do you want him to do? You want him to turn like audio somersaults?
Little pep in a step. Little pep in a step.
I think McCone is doing a fine job, and your energy level is good. But if you could throw in a little zinger in there for Zoe, he'd appreciate it. A couple of calls, and then we got to talk about Josh Gordon here too, Zoe. So we'll do that next.
Yeah, but...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.